FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Ilembe Chamber of Commerce says it's still tallying the losses amid the persistent power outages in Guadaguza. Residents and businesses have been bearing the brunt due to continuous blackouts since last year. 2 weeks ago, the area had no electricity for more than 72 hours as a result of a major cable fault at one of the substations. Over the weekend, there was another 40-hour outage after water flowed into one of the cables, causing the electricity to trip again. The chamber's chief executive officer, Kobus Ulofsa, says some enterprises have lost millions of rands.
They've estimated that on one specific day, was the 13th of December. Some of the losses were up to 1.5 million in trading. Some of the bigger shopping centers said that might be up to 3 million rands worth of trading on those days. You know, and it's not only in terms of the trading losses, but obviously the management of alternative systems, the fuel that is being consumed. We've got a significant industrial user that during an outage is burning 275 liters of fuel per hour.
Ward 60 councillor Jack Abraham says the community is not taking this well at all. He's called for calm, cool heads rather.
Residents are very furious and they are very frustrated. Businesses have been affected. We live in a time where people work from home and a lot of them are unable to work or have their work interrupted because of the power supply that is not stable. I'd just like to ask my residents just to hold in there. The issue is still not fully fixed. It is on at the moment, but there is still one or two issues on the line that KDM are dealing with. And
fuel prices will be steeper from midnight. Both grades of petrol are going up by 82 cents a litre. Diesel will cost 1 rand 1 and 1 rand 5 cents more per litre. Mineral Resources spokesperson Robert Maage says higher oil prices and a weaker rand were drivers.
Illuminating paraffin will increase by 1 rand 29 cents a litre at retail level, and LP gas will increase by 42 cents per kilogram. The freight or shipping costs for LP gas were higher on average during the same period.
The N2 at NPC in the south of Durban remains closed after a cash and transit heist. A manhunt is underway for the gunmen behind this morning's heist there. The police say two security guards were assaulted and robbed of their firearms in the vicinity of the cement factory. They made off with an undisclosed amount of money. A woman caught in the crossfire in Silver Glen in Chatsworth was killed. And thousands of people are leaving the Greek island of Santorini by sea and air for a third day as an unprecedented series of earthquakes shook the top travel destination. Some 6,000 people have already fled the island. It's been hit by hundreds of tremors since last week. Experts admit that they have not experienced something similar before and cannot give a precise estimate of how long it will last. The top story this hour, the Ilembe Chamber of Commerce says it's still tallying the losses amid the persistent power outages in Guadaguza. Residents and businesses have been bearing the brunt of the blackouts. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.